It's Saturday, the 28th of April, 2001, and I'm here at Loughton speaking to Mrs. Doris Day, a name one not like to forget, and I gather that your connection with the gunpowder mills was that your father was killed in one of the explosions.
That's right.
It was
January the 18th, 1940. Mm. And it was on Thursday morning, 10:45, because I was out to play at school, and this terrible explosion came, and we thought it was a bomb.
Whereabouts were you at school?
Chapel End, Walthamstow.
Oh, what? You could hear it as far away as...
Oh, it? Yes. Mm. But I reckon you could hear it in the New Forest.
Mm.
So... But we all ran in and got under our coats.
Mm.
And our infant school was taken over by the ARP.
Oh, yeah.
And the warden came over from there and said the powder mills has gone up.
Mm.
And my friend said, oh, your dad works there, Doris. I don't know, something tells you, you know, that something's happened.
Oh, yes. So what happened after you...
So I went home, as we were only going to school half day because of the war. There weren't many teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the Riegelheim's Park in the afternoon to the pictures. I couldn't concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
So I came home and there was a policeman on the doorstep.
Oh, he just arrived to tell you.
Mm. I'd wandered around, you know, and I'd got home about... Oh, 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then the policeman went and the vicar of Waltham Abbey came to see us. And he said he'd been killed.
Mm.
You know, my mum fainted, I know, I can remember that.
Mm.
And then the funeral arrangements after it was all... There was an inquest and everything.
Mm.
And the funeral arrangements were made. I wasn't allowed to go to the funeral because I was only 12 at the time. Mm. And I don't know anything about that at all, the funeral.
Mm.
But it was a very sad time.
Yeah.
Had it happened a month later, it would have been on my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
February the 18th.
Mm.
So.
This is January the 18th.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happened on January the
18th. Any idea how many other people were involved in
that? There were 5 killed
in
that one. 3 were blown to pieces.
Mm.
And 2 caught the blast, but they was, you couldn't recognise them badly. Mm. And, then there was another explosion in 1940, April.
Oh, yes.
Mm. I think another 5 were killed there. I know two in the 1941 were buried in private graves.
Mm-hmm.
But 3 that there were, you know, only like limbs and that left.
Because there was a memorial stone erected recently, wasn't there?
That's right, yes. And we fought for years to get stones, you know, on the graves. But the government didn't want to know anything about it. They said it was...
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they said because it wasn't, you know, army or...
Yeah.
That, they didn't want to know. Well, even my husband wrote off to Waltham Abbey Council and he had a very nice letter back. He said, there's not a thing we can do, Mr. Day. We can do
it. Because it's not the army, the government didn't want to know.
No, didn't want to know. It was a civilian killed.
Mm.
Mm. So, Mrs. Churchill, I believe, got up a fund. If it wasn't for her, I don't know what we'd have done.
Wasn't the guy not marked at all?
No, nothing.
Wasn't
nothing
it just
then,
an unmarked...
unmarked grave,
mm-hmm.
which I think is disgusting.
Which is just, they'd know where it was from the records inside mm-hmm. the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And that is in the... That would be... Would that be in the Abbey.
Silverstone Road. Yes, it's in there. It's right on the pathway.
Oh yes. What are you going through the double gates as you're going?
Mm-hmm. And you go around to the right, and it's along the end. Pathway there. I've got all photos of it here.
Oh, yes. Mm. What was his name?
Charles Frederick Perkis.
Perkis. Oh yes.
Yeah. P U R K I S. Because they had the wrong name on the hymn sheet.
Yeah. Okay. Charles
Frederick Perkis. And I think my dad was the eldest one there. He was 45. P-U-R-K-I-S.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't in the... none of the family were in the fish trade business at all.
They're the Perkises at Wood Street. Because we came from Walthamstow.
Oh, that's right.
We knew all the Perkises.
But they weren't related.
No, not related to us. And they're greengrocers as well, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm.
I know the old grandma sat.
The shop front's still in Hope Street there. It's been closed for years, but there's still the...
Yeah, it's funny.
How did your mum... You know, your mum was taking it terribly, you know. How many of you are in the family?
There's only me. I'm an only child,
So you, just you so, and her were left?
Yeah, mum was pregnant at the time.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, she lost it. Nearly lost her own life in the bargain. And I'd have had a brother 13 years younger than me now. So, unfortunately, it's good. Mum, she had to go out to work then in a factory.
Yeah.
She was only 43.
Where were you living at the time?
51 Forest View Road. Walthamstow.
Walthamstow,
yeah.
And you used to travel from Walthamstow to Waltham each day?
My dad, yeah. And when the graves were first there, we used to take flowers up every Sunday. We used to walk from King's Head, Chingford, to Waltham, Sewiston Road.
A little trot, 4 or 5 miles.
I meant to go in a factory.
Oh, yes. Well, in Walthamstow?
Yes, you worked at the Mike and I.
Oh, yes. Mm. Black Horse Road. Mm. Yes. Mm.
Yeah. So, it wasn't a very pleasant time. Oh, and in September, she had a nervous breakdown.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to go back to where we was evacuated.
Oh, what, leave London?
Hmm. We kept the flat on, you know. We went back to Findon in Northants.
Oh, yeah.
And I still keep in touch with some, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And Mum got better, you know, and that. We came back, but she couldn't stand it up here.
Yeah.
Every time, you know, the siren went, she used to collapse nearly. She hated it.
But the bees treat is so... Trivially by the...
I think this is what did it.
Yes, this is it. Yeah.
They got £300 my mum got compensation. And so much for me, as I was nearly going out to work.
Oh, yeah.
I was 13 the months after.
Mm. It's all worked out to a penny.
Yeah, and we had to walk to Hoe Street, to the bank there, to collect it every week. And it didn't amount to much, I think. I can't remember fully what it was.
I'll stop it.
Sister was killed along there, Rangers Road.
Oh, yes.
Mm. On a motorbike.
She should
never have been on it. She was only 12. My brother took her out and no crash helmets.
Have you been to the Waltham Abbey area at all, around the
Pelham? Yes, we often go over there. Mm. I think it's a pretty little place.
It'll be my appointment for you to pay a visit to the mills now.
Yeah, it will be.
Well, they haven't been opened yet, but...
I was upset at the memorial.
Yes, I was going to do that, but...
It's lovely there. I've got a scrapbook.
Oh, you've got photographs?
Yeah, I've got to go. I've got to get this done. I want it for my grandchildren and that. It's all right. There they are. It's one.
Oh, yes.
Bryn Elliott got all these done for me.
Oh, Bryn Elliott got them done, yes.
Very kind.
Oh, yes. This is the group that were consecrated a few years ago. They had the service a few years ago.
Yes, that's right. Oh, this is more where they're digging and everything.
Yeah.
There's the cannon that took the service.
Oh, yes.
And that's one of the private ways.
At the time? Oh. It wasn't Stewie Wharton Abbey, was he? Was he a...
Somewhere. It's got here that the explosion severely damaged Waltham Abbey and was reported up to 90 miles away in the New Forest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, where is it?
But it must have been hearing the explosion in Walthamstow. As you say, you must have felt in your heart of hearts that where it came from.
And being told after it was the powder mill.
Yes.
Because Dad had been saying if it gets much colder, the whole lot's going up.
So. Yes, because nitroglycerine, if it gets frozen, is very sensitive.
That's it. Yeah, I think he was in the papers mixing area.
I knew all about that.
Can't find his name now. Canon Patrick Hobson.
Oh, yes.
I don't know him.
No, I don't know him.
No.
Oh, well, anyway. So.
These are some of these sheds that were there.
Oh, some of the
buildings and that, you know. If you want any of these copied, I can get them done down the road, or in the year I can get them copied.
Yes, well, it's, they could copy these in the Sun Street on the photocopiers.
Yeah.
They do the photographs too, if you...
Yeah,
I won't set any of them. Is that a close-up of the, your dad? Is a photograph of your dad, actually? Is a...
I mean, Mum couldn't afford cameras or anything, so that's the only one we had.
Good photograph. Yes, well, get a copy of that, because they would like to have a copy to go with the recording in the record.
I'll get one done for you, because I won't part with that, because that's the only one that I've got.
Oh, yes. Well, if whatever it costs, let me know.
Because I don't mind.
You can, they do... A photocopy of that in Sun Street.
Yeah.
They can photocopy directly the photographs. They will. Yeah.
I'll get it done down the Broadway.
Oh, yes.
Or here. They do it here. They'll photocopy it for me. Our warden. You can see it's all scratched and.
Oh, yes, so still it's.
But it's a photo.
That's right.
You know, Bryn Elliott said, haven't you got a latest one? I said, no.
Yeah.
My mum got enough old cameras and that.
Yeah.
So, as I say, I've got quite a lot here on it. Anything I think you'd be, there's me standing.
Oh.
Oh, that's me when I went over for the first time with a poppy wreath.
Oh, yes.
I take one over every year now because Mum used to do it. You know, and then she stopped. She's getting older all the time.
Yeah.
Whoops. Gunpowder mill's dead to have graves marked.
Yes.
It's all got two or three copies of that. Do you want one?
Well, I do, thank you. Yes.
Okay. Got two or three copies of a lot here, so.
Well, look, I'll leave it at You'll sort it out.
I'll sort it all out. And if I think you
get in touch
want any, you haven't got any of these, have you?
No, photos? No, no. I don't. Just
no, I'll copy them.